Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. Ah, my day has been made today. My princess has arrived. I thought she was off today, so we have got Brittany Sandoval, the racing school teacher. All right, hey, this show is brought to you by Stress Free Auto. Take the stress out of getting your car worked on. Go to Stress Free Auto, 888-887-1213. Tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio, and tell them how much you appreciate it. Dragonfly Napa Auto Care, two repair shops, one at 5074 Cass Street in San Diego, 92109-858-274-5550 and 4055 Pacific Highway, San Diego, 619-704-2280. And guess what? Next Tuesday from 11 to 2 at the Pacific Highway location, free homemade tacos.
Oh, yum.
Until they're gone.
Made with love.
So are you working next week?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man.
I got to pay for, speaking of princess, my little turbo is going to Black Forest.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to get it checked out. Hey, I just have to rerun that Dodge Charger Scat Pack four-door.
It's pretty.
Take a listen.
Have I got a car for you. Surprised me completely. Didn't even know it was coming, and it's well worth the excitement. 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack Plus. Four-door. I know. Everybody thought the only one they had was a two-door, and it was electric. Well, this thing is not that. It's a 3-liter twin-turbo six-cylinder six-pack is what they call it. 550 horsepower, 531 foot-pounds of torque, 8-speed automatics running a 345 rear gear axle ratio, mechanical limited slip diff, Brembo brakes, performance suspension, one-touch drive mode, line lock. I mean, this thing is amazing. It's the most beautiful blue you ever seen, but it's blood-durocious is the only way I can pronounce it, but you ought to just see it. It has a very unique stance to it. I mean, it's not gaudy, doesn't have a lot of scalloping. On the hood, it's all blacked out, and then right at the front, it says six-pack, which is really unique. When you first walk up to the car, the exterior lighting comes on to make you think it's an electric car, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. It's got active exhaust. I mean, I love it. I pull into the, having breakfast this morning, and just kind of, and I couldn't tell you how many people looked around. A guy in a Tesla stood there and talked to me about it for like 10 minutes and before I could get into breakfast. This car has made such an eye and ear hit. I don't think Dodge is going to have any problem selling these cars, let me tell you. It's got adaptive cruise control, active driver assist, full speed forward collision. Some of the options that came with it, ventilated front brakes, Brembo to be exact, heated second row seats, 16-inch color driver display. It's got performance pages galore you could go through. You could set it up like as if you're going to go to the track. Heads-up display, attitude adjust lighting. Kind of interesting. The lighting it has in it right now, it's an amazing blue. I love it. It's got a stop-start that you can manually turn off. Thank you very much. Surround view camera. Good phone charger, travel and traffic services, LED lighting, power tilt steering wheel, auto high beams, dual exhaust that, oh my God, it's just absolutely amazing. Back seat's got tons of room, front seat's extremely comfortable. You've got knobs for the volume, which I love. You've got a beautiful climate control that works superbly. big cup holders, a nice center console. It's got heated front seats, ventilated front, 12-way driver adjust. It's got a 12-way passenger. It's got a suede headliner that goes completely around a pure glass roof. It does, when it's hot, there's no shade, and I couldn't find where, like on some cars, if they have that, you touch the glass and it tints it down a little bit. This didn't necessarily have that. It wasn't really bad, but I noticed it. You got carbon fibers, suede wrap all over the inside of the car, door panel, steering wheel, 20-inch alloy wheels and tires, and that's just beautiful rims, blacked out. They're using the new emblem. And the kid that was talking to me at breakfast said it reminded him of Star Wars. So it's kind of like a triangle with a circle in the middle. Actually, I'm going to call them next week and chat about it. Alpine sound system, 18 speakers, a woofer, and let me tell you what, it'll definitely get your attention. Considering it's 550 horsepower, 16 city, 23 highway, 19 combined. Keep your foot out of it. You're not going to get yourself in trouble. And, you know, you're going to be able to commute all day long, smile what you're driving. And as Brittany always says, when you walk away from your car, if you just instinctively turn around and smile back at it, that's what this car will do for you. Pricing, $56,995. It's got serious options. It's got $13,466 worth of options. You've got freight at $1,995. So you're looking at a hefty $72,455 for a four-door sedan pocket rocket. I think Dodge has made a statement loud and clear. They are not abandoning horsepower. They're just not. They're going to keep it in the stable, and I think you're going to be absolutely impressed with it. I didn't know I was going to get it, as I mentioned, so I'm going to contact them next week and see if they're going to stick this engine back into the two-door coupe that they had that was all electric. I really hope they do, and I got a sneaky feeling it won't be a problem. You pop the hood on this thing, it's monstrous. I mean, the motor in there, I mean, it's got covers over it, so you can't really tell what you're looking at. But I highly recommend get online, take a look, go down to the dealer, you know, take a look, see what they have. Like I said, even the delivery guy said that that was the first time he'd seen it when he was bringing it to me, because it's only been in the fleet since April 1st or 2nd, somewhere in that area. But I tell you, now, here's the other thing, you know, talking horsepower, talking performance, talking race suspension. You get going down the freeway with it, it quiets down, you can carry on a normal conversation. Yeah, you stand on it, it's going to let you know it's going. But it's quiet, it's comfortable, it's not, you know, the suspension isn't rough or hard like you would expect on a street race car. None of the above. I don't normally drive over my head on the street. If you take me to a track, I'll probably have more fun than you. But I really drive it like as if it was going to be a daily driver. And this car did not disappoint. It honestly didn't. So I highly recommend you take a look at it if you're into Mopars and you like what you see, because I'm telling you, it was an amazing car. So that's the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack Plus, great door emblems. Great. I mean, it's just a great car. All right, don't touch that dial. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
Sure.
The segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. for all your automotive needs, whether it's new, used. New is cool because they've got tons of new vehicles. And you won't go wrong. I mean, it's a family-owned and operated store. Paul Dyke is such an amazing guy, and his whole team are amazing. So if you're looking for a great deal on a Ford product, new or used, you cannot beat El Cajon Ford. Go to 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, or just go to elcajonmotors.com, 866-937-1607. So I don't know how much you follow. Do you know the racing series called CART, C-A-R-T?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, that's in between Indy, the Indy car, and CART kind of split. Indy split, and CART started driving. And there was a driver by the name of Alex Zanardi. Have you heard of that name?
No, sir.
Alex Zanardi was probably one of the best drivers ever. But unfortunately...
Oh, yeah, you're speaking past tense.
He had gotten into an accident at a race and had his legs amputated from the just above the knees. Both of them.
Is he back in a car?
Well, he was... He wasn't back in a car immediately, but where it happened, it was at a track called Lausenring. With 13 laps to go, Zanardi lost control of his car, exiting the pits due to fluid on the track.
Ooh.
His car spun across the circuit and was struck by Alex Tagliani. In the impact, the Bologna driver lost both legs. His condition immediately appeared desperate, and despite an enormous loss of blood close to death, he survived. And at a Berlin hospital, he was admitted in critical condition, was given last rites by the IndyCar chaplain. But Alex held on, and after 6 weeks in the hospital and 15 operations, he returned home for rehabilitation. That guy turned around and got into the Paralympics, riding one of those bicycles with no legs. He also got BMW to build him a rally car.
I was hoping this is where the story was going.
But unfortunately, he just passed away.
What? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's 50.
Roller coaster of emotions.
59
right now.
Years old.
All right. Yeah. He got to. So when did the accident happen?
That accident.
What year?
That was back in 2020.
Oh, all right. Because we know enough people.
No. 2012. I'm sorry.
All right. So he did have some time to.
Nope,
come back.
That wasn't either. That's when he won the...
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I got too many pages.
Thanks for your honesty.
He won the World Touring Car Championship. Won the championship with hand cycling and took center stage. He also... the New York Marathon. That's how he did the cycling. And in the London Paralympics in 2012, when he won 2 gold medals and 1 silver... So it was an amazing.
His family can be proud. He can be proud.
Yeah. He did, great guy. He was one of my favorite drivers. I used to follow him all the time. Do you know who we got calling in at Scott Delosio's segment?
No, tell me.
Are you listening in there, Sunshine? Sleepy Trip.
Right on.
Sprint car driver. And I just read a book where he was in it quite extensively, and I'm really excited to get him on. So he is, he's quite the guy.
Right on.
Yeah, so we can talk.
We don't have Dirt Dude calling for 2 reasons. 1, there was no racing last night.
Yep.
2, he's in Hawaii.
What's he doing?
Aloha.
Hawaii. Wonder what he's doing over there.
Vacationing, I would imagine. You were talking about a princess. You referred to me as a princess earlier. My princess.
Yes.
My cute little turbo with new shoes.
With new shoes?
She's going to Black Forest Auto tomorrow. I'm dropping her off.
For?
A little freshen up, some new spark plugs.
Oh,
you
sparking
know.
Plugs.
They had declined that last, whatever, the regular checkup. And the coolant system, we're going to update it because it showed that there might have been something going on. So before the hot summer comes.
That's a good idea.
And... is it the timing cover? The 20.
The bolts? Some of the
bolts are known to be compromised. So I'm going to get the 4 that are easy to get to replaced.
Okay.
You know, I want to stay ahead of things.
Yeah, of course. I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah, my little princess. So my Mustang's happy. She's like, oh, good. We're going to spend some time together.
Oh, is that what you drove? Oh, no, you drove the Porsche today.
I did because she's so clean right now.
By the way, did you see that commercial that I seen on or social media about little seat cushions in the driver's seat? I sent it to you.
Yeah, I've ordered some. Lousy.
No, the one that I sent you, has the name of the car, like Porsche, Mustang, and that. Did you order one?
No, because I ordered two before you sent that to me, and they were lousy, cheap Amazon. And so then when I got it and couldn't even return the expensive ones, I went down to Ross, bought a little baby blanket that's soft and matches my interior, and I just sit on that.
Oh.
Because I wear skirts all the time.
So now you can
with
see.
With leather. So I just sit on that.
Now you can see out the window.
It the seat goes up high enough. I can see out.
I was going to ask you, did you know the seat? So why?
Oh, they move. There are 18 different ways I can move that seat.
So why did you have to have that cushion?
Because I just wear skirts all the time and leather, and my, you know, it gets hot.
Oh, I thought it was the. I was going to say
no.
That.
I don't need a booster seat.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, that's what I sent you.
I need the booster seat for the race car.
See, I sent you that thinking
I was having trouble seeing out.
Well, yeah,
no.
But I know that car's got 300 adjustments.
It has 18, like literally it does. I looked it up.
I'm thinking you could go almost into the ceiling.
Yeah. Yes. There is a point where it's too high.
So you're just trying to.
Yeah, and I can't even get mad for you because, yeah, I'm not tall.
Well, you're not.
I'm not.
I know, but
I'm petite.
But I just didn't think that you couldn't see out the window.
No, it's not that. It's sticking when you have sweating.
Good thing I didn't buy one for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for thinking of me.
Well, you know. So how you have you learned everything there is to know about that car yet?
I still haven't figured out the power of the speed control. What is that?
Cruise control?
Cruise control. I've like pushed and gone like, this is how it. Nope. We just went fast. This is how it should. Nope. We're going slower. It's just a matter of taking a moment.
Have you ever heard of YouTube?
Yeah. It's just a matter of taking a moment. I'm, like I said, off air, exhausted.
Yeah. Well, you've been busy.
I've been busy. Yes.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I've just keep checking the speedometer regularly. In fact, I was very glad on the news they were saying the other day. I don't remember which day it was, but it was last Tuesday, maybe it was. I think it was Tuesday, where they said 24 hours, we are really going to be watching for speeders. Like Highway Patrol was up front with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For the next 24 hours, we are really looking for speeders. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to be on the highway today. Thank you for that heads up.
It's funny you say that because CCC Motorsports, him and his wife went to Vegas for 3 days. And she heard the same thing.
Yeah.
She said, I can't tell you how many highway patrolmen were pulling people over to Vegas.
They said, because it's preventable. I understand.
I do too.
Preventable.
No argument with me. I totally get it. So, Barona's coming back. Somebody was telling me, I don't know how
they got rained out last week.
They said it was supposed to rain out next week or next on the a week from yesterday. So I don't know how anybody.
I haven't heard that. I saw that there might be a practice on Friday.
Did you?
On the 8th, and I don't know about that. I thought the rain was coming.
Well, it did. Well, I guess
coming Monday night, Tuesday.
But did it come?
No, this coming Monday, Tuesday. It shouldn't be raining out next week. But it rained out the last week.
No.
Hey, I have a question from a listener.
Yeah, what you got?
Ask Dave if he knows what brand of car the Queen of England drives. Is this a joke or is this for real?
It's a Jaguar.
A Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
It's a four-door, black. Well, with the King and the Queen, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they couldn't have shipped it over because the plane that they came over in was much smaller than a plane that you could
have been
over.
A separate plane.
Well, that's possible. Yeah. But it was jet black.
There's your answer, listener.
And I know who
he didn't have to look it up. That came from that noggin of his.
Nope. Unfortunately, that is a disease of mine. cars are just like, yeah. Right now I'm thinking of you, even though you don't own one. Oh, yes, you do.
What don't I own?
I know you won't read it, but I'm
a book?
Yeah. History of the Mustang.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I mean, I knew some of the stuff that's in it, but I'm learning things stuff? About the Mustang.
Give me a fact that you learned.
Well, one of the things is they did not realize, well, coming up with a name for the car.
Oh.
It was Cougar.
Ah.
It was Mustang, of course. And then, I'm trying to think, I should didn't bring the book with me. And another thing they couldn't decide is which way to face the horse.
Oh, yeah.
In the grill.
I mean, yeah. Oh,
do
yeah.
You face it to the right?
I'm going to look online because she's still there. Yeah.
Find out which way she's facing.
Oh, I'll look today when I get home. Speaking of today on KUSI, their puppy that they have from Helen Woodward.
Yeah.
Did you see the name?
Yeah.
Mustang.
Mustang.
I think so.
And weren't you on TV?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. On that actual segment. Yeah. I was surprised. The puppy prom is coming up. And we
were
we
you in studio?
No, Mikey and I went to the puppy prom last year. We were so darn cute.
Yes,
thank you very much.
You were,
but
I have
they
to
used
admit.
Us in the promo today. A total surprise.
I know.
I got all excited.
Are you
and
going?
Clutch recognized him. I might take Clutch this time.
Better not tell Mikey.
I know. Steve wants me to try both, but I think it's a little too soon to have both of them because it's very tight quarters.
Yeah.
Back to that Mustang, and anyone can use this because imitation is the finest form of flattery, but no time soon am I getting another pair because my puppies are going to live forever.
Right.
But I like my first pair was Brooklyn and Manhattan, mm-hmm. and I love that because they're related, the boroughs of New York. I came up with a pair. Oh, you and Michelle could use. If I didn't know, I would have named my two GT and Turbo.
There you go.
Because I have that Mustang GT and the Porsche Turbo, and Clutch is totally turbo right now. GT and Turbo, that's my next pair. You guys, anyone out there can use that, but just I'll be using it too in my next pair.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break when we come back. A whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Ed Hansen's Muffler, where all your pipe dreams come true. They're a full service exhaust company. They'll do catalytic converters, custom exhaust. They'll do everything. And they're A+ rated for the Better Business Bureau, 619-698-7030. Black Forest Automotive, 8066 Engineer Road in San Diego. Go to blackforceautomotive.com, 858-292-1192. Well, I got to tell you, folks, I've got an interview right now with a gentleman. I've never met him, but I have followed him through his racing career. I've just finished reading a book. It's called Cages Are for Monkeys, and his name was in there many, many times, and I'm sure he's going to have some great stories to talk to us about, and that would be the one and only Mr. Sleepy Tripp. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, Dave, yeah, real good.
Wow, I just finished reading Kevin Olson's book, Cages Are for Monkeys, and I literally could not put that book down. You guys had so much fun back in the day, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a little more serious than what Kevin was.
Oh. That guy was a... Didn't he get kicked out of Australia?
No. He should have. He should have. No, he. There was just a big wake of problems wherever he was at. But my wife loved to be around him, so I was kind of stuck being around him a little bit, you know. But he, I could get in trouble myself. I really didn't need him. So when we got hooked up, it usually wasn't going to be good at the end of the night.
Yeah. So what got you into racing?
Yeah, well, my brother and I, we started quarter midget racing. I know that's like everybody's got to do it now, but I started when I was 4 and a half.
Really?
And my brother was 6 years old. And, you know, we were racing out here, and, you know, we could race 2-3 nights a week. Not necessarily when we first started, but by the time we were 6, 7, 8 years old, we could run 2-3 nights a week. But, you know, like Jeff Haywood, he was our main competition, and Billy Phelps, a lot of good guys from out in California in the late 50s. You know, like I So I was born in 53, but, you know, like by 58, 59, we were racing pretty hard. And and so that's what we did. And my dad had raced hot rods when he was a kid. So so when you're racing cars at a young age, it's because your dad wants to. Huh? But, you know, we enjoyed it. I mean, we had a good time. And, you know, everybody was a quarter midget champion somewhere. And we were the same, you know, we raced that much. And after winning 200, 300, 400, 500 trophies, we eventually just started throwing them away. Well, because they're a little small little trophies, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, as a kid, but once you get a whole bunch of your house is filled up with trophies, you tend to just throw them in the trash can.
Right. So you actually, you know, according to Scott, you were doing quite well in wrestling and football, but instead of taking that path, you took the racing. Was it just more fun, better adrenaline rush?
Well, what happened was at 12 years old, I was starting to play Pop Warner football, tackle football. And I was, I think I was like 100 pounds. But, you know, like Jeff Haywood and some of these guys were 60, 70 pounds, you know. So, like, I kind of took myself out of the I wasn't really that competitive the last couple of years I raced. So, you know, we stopped racing. I kind of run my dad out of money about when I was about 10. he was sick and tired of racing with me. I wasn't the easiest to be around. And so he, I think when I was around 10, he said, "You need to go race for some other people. I'm sick of your crap." So anyway, I started racing for Red Carruthers, the guy that did the LTC race car, the Volkswagen car.
Yeah, yeah.
I raced for his kid was Lonnie. He was a pain in the ass. But anyway, that's who I raced for the last couple of years. And then after that was, you know, we were doing football pretty hard in high school. My brother played. He was a year ahead of me. And we had good teams. I was captain, most valuable. I mean, made all the, you know, like all county, all. So I was okay, but my weight was, I wasn't really big enough to move on past high school.
Right.
So
right.
I started during the junior senior year, I was racing. I had a 3.6 Yamaha. I used to TT and desert race. So I raced bikes for about 3 years, four years. And then Red Carruthers, who I'd raced the last couple of years, my quarter midgets, he started the first Volkswagen car in 1973 with Bobby Oliveira. And then he was going to start building cars for sale the following year. So, like, we ended up buying one of his cars, and that's – so I started I think April of 1974, and that was Corona Speedway. That was my first race, and that would be my first crash. You know, because I seemed to crash a lot when I first started. It took a lot of skills to get that thing sorted out, but I eventually got it figured out, and I ended up winning some races that year. I think I won 12, 13 races out here on the West Coast.
Jeez.
But this was USRC, and it was kind of. And then if you think you're smart and you're a good driver, you go back and you base out of Indianapolis because that's where the tough racing is.
Right.
Those are the pros. The guys have been doing it a long time.
Well, that's where they race every day of the week, almost, if they need to.
Well, I mean, 5 days a week. But, you might have to jump a couple states. Like, I based out of Indianapolis. So, anyway, after I won here, I was going to drive for Doug Carruthers in his Volkswagen. And then after the end of the year, I started winning some races out here. So I thought, you know what, I'll take my own car back there. So I ended up taking my own car back there. And in that first year back there, I won the championship, and the USAC championship, national, you know, with the big guys, and I won 13 races. So, you know, like, I kind of fooled them a little bit, you know. I mean, They weren't expecting.
Talk to me about the Volkswagen. When I read in the book that you guys were using Volkswagen power, would you say that that was a benefit? Or would you say that that, I just can't imagine that engine being competitive to, say, an Offie.
Yeah, well, Dave, what happened is, you know, the probably the biggest thing is the weight of the motor. You know, like the Chevy 2s, the Offies,
right.
Those. I don't know if it's 200 pounds, a lot more weight. So,
yeah,
you know,
I see.
I guess it's a power to weight deal. You know, like when we first raced our Volkswagen, guys were thinking, you know, they were 200 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody was really dyno in any motors.
No.
But, you know, maybe by the following year, they actually got on dyno, and that was more like 170, maybe.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, it was just power to weight. I mean, they're you know, it's easier on tires, you know. I don't know. It just so, you know, that was another reason I was able to catch them by surprise a little bit. We'd had a year or two on the Volkswagen, and not everybody had got into the jump to the Volkswagen.
Right.
So,
and they just probably looked at you and your Volkswagen and thought,
no,
this will be no problem.
No. They were after Bobby Oliveira done a real good job in '73. Everybody could see the handwriting on the wall, but you know it's pretty hard to be junking when you got Sescos and Chevy 2s, when you got a whole garage full of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to switch over to some. I caught them a little bit by surprise just because I had a little bit better equipment. But there was a lot of good Volkswagens. So.
Interesting.
And then I come back the following year, and I won in 76, like I don't know, 10, 11, 12 races. And so I kind of got going, and it just kind of leapfrogged from there.
Well, you're still fifth all-time winner, 59 races in the USAC National main events.
Right.
And you raced against my idols, Mel Kenyon, Vogler, Lotschow, Pancho Carter, just to name a few. Yeah. I mean, you are.
Yeah, that was all national. Okay?
Right.
Dave, that was a national. But for USAC, you know, for United States Auto Club, for victory, for wins in midget, sprint cars, stock cars, Indy cars, I'm third. In other words, Rich Vogler has 170.
Mm.
You know, a lot of sprint car, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And AJ Foyt has 161.
Oh, okay.
And that's everything, you know, sprint car. And then I have 160 midget wins.
Wow.
You know, because we raced we raced like a regional USAC back there, and then we raced national. And then the stuff on the West Coast was just USAC. It was just West Coast USAC midgets.
So,
and, you know, and there was times when the guys on the West Coast hammered the guys on the back. It was when we go to Belleville to race. Almost all the wins were from out here. So it's always been moved around, but.
Mm-hmm.
On the West Coast, it's always pretty tough to win. So.
Yeah. How did you like Australia and New Zealand?
Well, I stole my wife from New Zealand is how I did that.
That's probably the best thing you ever won.
I'm not the easiest to be around, I guess. That's what they tell me. So getting a woman in America wasn't working out too good. So my wife, we've been married 43 years now. So,
wow, congratulations.
So, you know, we must be doing something right. We do fight a little bit, but I don't know. But we are doing something right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, must be. So you've been inducted into...
So, hey, what happened was my wife, she went out with the competition in Australia and New Zealand. Well, in New Zealand, Ted Tracy was the competition.
Ah.
My wife went out with him for like 5 years. So in between one of those years, when I come down there, I kind of stuffed her in my baggage, and then I got hooked up with her.
So I've seen you've gone into 5 Hall of Fames, the National Midget Hall of Fame, the Daily Pilot Hall of Fame, the Bellevue Midget Nationals Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Legends of Ascot, United States Auto Club, USAC Hall of Fame. That's insane.
Okay, got another one now. Last year we got, I'm not too good on the radio, the talk. I don't do a very good job on that side of it, but I got inducted to the West Coast Hall of Fame. It started off, it's West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame.
Okay, yeah, that's correct.
And there were some heavy hitters at this place. I mean, there was, I'm just trying to think. There was Roger Penske was there. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of, I shouldn't have been there, you know what I mean? There was just a lot of, but anyway, that was my sixth one. I think I've run out of Hall of Fames to jump into. So.
Well, you sell yourself a little short. I mean, in fact, I asked Scott, has anybody ever written a book on you?
Yeah.
Have they?
No, what happened is my wife would like to do a book, and I tell her, honey, I don't have time to sit down. And the only person would, if my mom was alive, she would be able to really make it something like that happen. But without my brother being alive, I'm the worst for fitness than our family, but everybody's died off. You know what I mean? My mom, my dad, my brother. So I'm the only one left. So it would be tough. And then Kevin, he would have been helpful for a book. And like you say, I'm in his book a bunch, but he was a total troublemaker. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, I know. I mean, you're absolutely right. Okay. So is it RJ? Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Hello. Sleepy, first off, before I let you go, how'd you come by the name of Sleepy? Then I got to let you go because I've got another guy on from a drag strip. How'd you come up with the name Sleepy?
Well, okay. Hey, when we started early, we used to race at night, you know, and 7, 8 o'clock at night. And I'm, say, 5, 6, 7 years old. And in between races or on the front straightaway, I'd be asleep in the car before the race.
That's
and so
funny.
I got hooked with that name. And trust me, it's a stupid ass name. I've tried to get rid of it, but I'm kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, right. Hey, if you don't mind, I would like to reach out to you later on, have you on for another show, because as far as I'm concerned, you're a wealth of knowledge, and I know the fans love it because we got a lot of sprint car drivers out here in the San Diego area, and I think they would love to hear your story. Would you think you might consider doing that?
Oh, yeah. You call me or have Scott call me.
All right.
And my wife's got you got her number. Give me a call.
I will. You're the best, brother.
Awesome. Good talking to you, Dave.
Good talking to you, too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11425 Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to Certified Car Clinic. You got a dyno. He does big engine work, everything. Oh, he also has a machine shop, 619-444-7170. And we've got a secret sponsor. He wants to keep himself quiet, but he's big into drag racing. His whole family loves it. And I am so thrilled to be able to bring you the Barona drag strip we got. I think, what, RJ, are you on the line?
No, you got Russ, Dave. I'm sorry to disappoint
you. Oh, we got Russ. This is the man with the mic. This is the guy that calls all the action. Yeah, I know. I tried to get you guys last week. Thank God RJ jumped in, but you were calling the races last weekend, I understand.
Yeah. We had a pretty cool race going on Sunday, a little unusual for us. It was an off week for us, but the round-you-round track, they were really cool. They worked with us and let us run a deal on Sunday. It was all a VW event, and it went off without a hitch. Some really hot Volkswagens were there.
That's right. I think Amber Zent was promoting that race.
Yeah, Amber was a part of it for sure. And then they had another promoter, Dino Mendoza. He was part of the Real Streak.
Is that amazing what those cars can do?
Oh, man. It is really amazing. It is very entertaining.
Yeah, very much. Well, it's a good group of people, too. Me personally, if I owned a Volkswagen, I don't know if I could do that to a Volkswagen. I wouldn't think that it could take the abuse, but they seem to.
Yeah, it's wild. Not a single broken tranny.
Yeah.
Really unusual. It was a good, very good event. But, I mean, technology's come a long way from when we were younger days.
Without a shadow of a doubt. So, what do you got? What's your next event coming up?
All right. So, if you don't mind, can I run through our sponsors real quick?
Oh, do that first. Do that first.
All right. So, we've got Patriot. They're AFX racers. They really stepped up on helping us get the track resurfaced. Anybody out there listening, our track at Barona, whole new surface, new water boxes. So, it's really coming around, and Patriot was a big part of that. Competitive Metals out of El Cajon, another one of our sponsors. Advanced Plumology, AA Auto Repair, Bay City Electric Works, Brian Crower, CP Carrillo, Hearn Mechanical, Matco Tools, Mazir Enterprises. They've been it for a minute for sure. They're right out of Escondido here, North County. That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. Paradise Motorsports as well, out of San Marcos, North County. RDO Equipment, RJ's Race Cars, of course. And True Line Alignments. So those are our biggies out there at the Strip. And anyway, we've got some cool stuff coming up, Dave.
Yeah, so, well, what's the website? Barona?
RaceBarona.com.
That's it, RaceBarona.com. So people can stay on top of it, see what the event's coming up, and if there's any time you want to do something at the track, you know, all you have to do is contact those folks up there, and they'll be more than hospitable when it comes to, you know, fulfilling your needs.
Absolutely. Yeah, they sure do. They take care of you. We actually had our one of our own races, RPM, and they took care of us. A bunch of old hot rods running down the track, and they treated us just like we were pros.
I seen that little chopped, what is it, 32 Deuce?
34. Fire window, yeah.
I love that car. That thing is gorgeous.
Flathead power, the old slow stuff that costs a ton. Costs a ton to go slow, man.
Yeah, it does. Isn't that funny? It doesn't cost more to go slow than it does fast. So what do you got? What do you got coming up?
All right, so upcoming May 15th, it's street legal. You're familiar with that. Where anybody that has a helmet and a car and a license and insurance, come on up to the Strip and take a rip. Used to be like the high school drags, and it's pretty much on a Friday evening. You know, load up, come up with all your buddies. They can hang out, watch the race. If you get a hankering, just buy a tech card. You can even run your mama's Volvo down the track if you wanted to.
What hours on Friday night do you guys run?
They go hot right around 4 until usually about 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's doable.
Yeah, and it's really fun. I mean, one of the coolest things is to watch the racing under the lights. Whole different experience.
Yeah. So when you get the kids coming up, do you guys ever get out there and maybe give them some tips on how to launch and how to do it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, if anybody has a question, we run them through it. We'll even walk them down to the starter where Tony is and show them how the beams work, how you get into the first bulb, the second bulb, and then just be ready to go. But yeah, we can, you know, if you're green or a novice to the whole thing.
Right.
We'll walk you through it. You'll take your first hit, and you'll be addicted.
You'll
want to do it again.
Well, you know, that's sometimes, you know, when you're trying something new, whether it's racing, golf, whatever, you know, that intimidation of never doing it before, that's one thing I can say about you guys, or pretty much the racing community in general. You'll always reach out to the new people to help them transition smoothly and not feel embarrassed. And enjoy every minute.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all up building for sure. And then it's really, you know, what's kind of fun, too, is giving the guys that have been around it for a while, giving them a hard time when they screw up.
Dude, that's the best, if you want my opinion.
The extras, but you got to give a little bit of problem, you know? anyway, Dave, we've got also coming up Summit Series number 7 and 8. That will be after Street. That would be May the 17th, that's a Saturday, and 16th, I'm sorry, May 16th, Saturday, and May 17th, a Sunday, Summit Series 7 and 8.
Okay.
Man, we got a big one coming up. We're really excited about it. So it's the Carlsbad Racers Reunion. And that's going to be, May 30th. It is, man, we've got so many good feelers out there and people really excited to come out and do this. We did one 2 years ago, just kind of like kind of like a homage to Carlsbad Raceway. Right. It had been 20 years since they'd shut down in 2004, so we did one in 2024. And RJ and I just got to talk, and they're like, you know, let's do this again. Let's maybe make it an annual event.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And all these guys are knocking the dust off their old hot rods and their sneakers and getting ready to come out, putting those course t-shirts on.
Yeah, I know. Hey, and you'll see some of the wildest cars from the Carlsbad days. I mean, there were cars there that you go, oh no, is it going to make it? But they do put the pedal to the metal. All right.
Oh man, it's really very exciting stuff coming up. We're thrilled to have it, and I believe RJ is going to go ahead and have a track rental the day before that Carlsbad thing, May the 29th, Friday. Okay. So if you wanted to come out, do you say you got a new car, you want to shake it down, 29th would be the day to do it.
Yeah, too bad. I've got a brand new 26 Dodge Charger with twin turbos, a 6-cylinder. 550 horse.
Ooh.
I know, dog it. They're taking it back next week. Otherwise, I'd come see you. All right, buddy. Hey, it's always good talk. It's good talking to you. Hey, and if you ever want, you know, you guys get busy and you want to give back to some drivers or sponsors and have them call in on Sunday, I am more than happy to support them as well.
All right. It sounds good, Dave. Hey, it sounds like you're going to. Can I just have one more thing?
Sure.
Real quick. All right, the sponsors for the Carlsbad Reunion, Free Builder Supply, Wood Racing.
Yep.
That's right out of San Diego. JBA Speed Shop, you know them.
Oh,
RJ's
yeah.
Race Cars, Cogswell Motorsports.
Okay.
Missouri Enterprises, Motorsport, Outlaw Racing, and Transmasters. All right, sorry, man.
No, you're the best, man. I'm glad you're calling in, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Talk to you later, Dave.
Have a good one. All right, folks, that's Racer Radio. First hour out, second hour coming in.